This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 8th. Well, wheat markets continue on their roll as we pushed into new highs for both Chicago and Kansas City. Corn and soybeans doing the same thing, pushing into new highs for this move. Minneapolis was the only market that couldn't quite get to those new highs, but they got very close to the previous highs that they'd seen here a few weeks ago. And looks like on the night session we're going to get there at least. So Minneapolis testing the highs from mid-September, KC and Chicago continuing just to plow forward. I think it's also worth noting that Minneapolis was very weak against Chicago to start out the session. And then there was a moment there about mid-session where actually Chicago started to sell off and Minneapolis started to rally. So clearly people were buying into that spread. And Minneapolis actually was performing better than Chicago yesterday. But by the end of the day, that had kind of slipped back in Chicago closing a bit better than Minneapolis. But the point is that it seems like Minneapolis now is keeping up with Chicago and Kansas City. So that spread seems to be running out of steam, at least on the downside. We'll see if that continues, but it's worth noting that because if that's the case, and if it continues to be the case where Minneapolis keeps up with those other two, that would suggest that the leadership has kind of waned for Chicago and or Kansas City. Now the markets might continue to go up, but they're all going to go up in unison, which to me suggests that we're reaching the end of the momentum, at least in across the wheat space. So that's some interesting price action there. But of course, the bottom line here is I think the wheat market's going to hold together pretty well until you see at least a forecast for rain in the southern Russia. And it would have to come, I would think, before the end of October. You know, farmers can still get winter wheat planted in early November, but it's getting very late to do that, to get it well established before winter sets in. And with vegetable oil prices skyrocketing the way they have, it does give them some incentive just to not plant winter wheat at all and go into sunflower seeds next spring. That is something that's a very real option for them and something being talked about quite a bit over there. So there's a good chance that we're going to see a notable drop in winter wheat plantings out of Russia. That obviously changes the scenario coming into next year. Much different situation that we have this year with record world production, near record Russian production. And it sets the stage for, I think, a bull market to develop. I think we're in the beginning stages of that anyway. The shift in production and the outlook for it into next year changes the attitude of the wheat market. But in the meantime, you do still have record world production. You've got a massive Australian crop about to hit the pipeline. Argentina's going to cut their crop. It won't be a bin buster, but it'll be a big one. And you're going to have that competition as we work our way through the winter and still have Russia around the market. Now, the Russian ag minister yesterday talked about the tariff rate quotas that they've said that they're going to announce around mid-October. With the development here, with the drought, and the prospect of a drop in production next year, it does give them some latitude to be a bit restrictive on the exports. Now that said, that's a main source of revenue for Russia. They are major wheat, well, they're the world's largest wheat exporter, and they continue to get bigger every year. So they're not going to want to restrict that too much. But domestic flour prices are at record highs. Farmers aren't selling wheat because they're looking at the fields. They're not planting winter wheat, and they're going to hang on to what they have. So we need rain. You need a rain in the forecast at least. And I think we're getting pretty close to the point where you actually need to see rain hit the ground before this market really breaks. And same situation going on here in the United States, for that matter. Southern Plains, just look at a map, a drought monitor map, and the entire western two-thirds of the United States is in a drought. Southern Plains have been in a drought for quite some time, and it's obviously well entrenched in the western Midwest as well. All of these things just simmering below the surface. Now, hard red winter wheat plantings in the Southern Plains have been declining for years, probably going to happen again. Soft red plantings are probably going to be higher this year because of an early harvest and economic incentives to go soft red wheat and soybeans instead of corn. So that brings me to the July new crop Kansas City versus Chicago spreads. I've been talking about these spreads forever. I think that even though the front month December has led the way higher, that has a bit more volatility to it because it's still old crop. But as you get into next year, you're looking at an increase in soft red plantings. You're going to look at an increase in soft wheat supply around the world, largely due to Australia, and a drop in hard red plantings. So I think that the Julys are a good place to be. They have less volatility, and that's where the fundamentals really start to line up. And you could even go out to the DEIS 21s, even the July 2022s. Take a look at that. It's pretty thin, but this is a spread I think that's going to right itself. After 2-3 years of being discounted to Chicago, KC is going to find its premium to Chicago. And even Minneapolis, look at how that has just collapsed on the front months. The back months, Minneapolis is holding its own against Chicago, but the front months have just collapsed because hedge funds are pouring into Chicago. They're not going to buy Minneapolis. But from a fundamental perspective, for Minneapolis to be 60 cents discount to Chicago seems really extreme. So their opportunities are showing up here. When you get these big aberrations in the market, big moves, especially between the three wheat markets, it does present opportunities. And I think the Minneapolis is certainly presenting one. And KC, Chicago, new crop Julys are clearly pointing one as well. A few other things. We've got the export sales report this morning. Pretty good number for wheat, 568,000 tons. That was toward the high end of the range of estimates. Hard red winter wheat, 96,000. Soft red, 74,000. Spring wheat was 215,000. White wheat, 174. Durum was 9. Corn, 1.2 million tons. That was within the range of estimates. And soybeans at 2.6 million tons, just above the high end of the range of estimates. Ukraine estimating that their next year's wheat crop will be around 26.5 million tons. That's pretty much in line with what they produced this year. European Union is noting that they're seeing an increase in wheat plantings in the major countries of the UK, France, and Germany. That comes on the heels of a drop in plantings this year, but from last year. So we're likely going to see an increase in production out of the European Union for next year, just presuming you have normal weather, which is kind of a lot to say. FOB basis is very strong, especially in the Gulf, for pretty much all the crops. Of course, we've got a hurricane moving in, and that's going to shut down activity, and obviously it's going to just slow everything down. So the FOB basis has kind of jumped because of that. Other than that, you know, we're just watching the weather like everybody else is, looking for rain here in the U.S., which doesn't appear to be on the horizon. Same story with southern Russia, eastern Ukraine, very dry pocket of the world, and arguably the most important pocket of the world when it comes to the wheat trade. And they've been dry for a few months, a couple months at least. That's helped their harvest, but obviously not helping their planting season. So that's setting the stage for a bull market next year, and I think that's something to pay attention to. I do think wheat is kind of caught here. You got the bull mentality of the prospect of a drop next year, but you still have to deal with what we have this year. Demand, we're pricing ourselves out of the market. We've just soared above world prices. You know, it's going to be tough to maintain this level of exports with that kind of price action. And again, especially with the Southern Hemisphere about to fire up the combines, and you're going to see a lot of wheat hit the pipeline there. So it's difficult to envision that wheat prices could just continue to go higher and higher and higher in a contra-seasonal way. Seasonally, we tend to peak in late September, early October, and we are clearly in that window, and we have clearly rallied into this normal seasonal window. So I think this is a huge opportunity for producers to wrap up old crop sales, get some sales on the books at least for next year, if not the year after that. So just the market's given us a great opportunity, and I just think it's prudent to take advantage of it. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.